Brethren in Southern California. St. Helena, California. April 23, 1908. To the Brethren in Southern California. Dear brethren, I am instructed to say to you, let every soul earnestly seek the Lord. We all need to understand clearly what is our duty, that we may make no false moves. We need to hold fast the experiences which in the past the Lord has given us. I have a great desire to see success attend every movement we shall make. There is a very precious work to be done in connection with the interests of the sanitarium and school at Loma Linda. And this will be done when we all work to that end. The Word of God is to be our lesson book. In the unity that is coming in among our people, we can see that God is working in our midst. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let us walk and work circumspectly. Let humble prayers go up to God, and let us seek Him with the whole heart. Then the Lord will open the way for us to lay wise plans. My brethren, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Ephesians 5, verse 17, 19, 20. Ever bear in mind that heaven is interested in every question that agitates your mind in regard to your school and sanitarium. Both are to be strengthened. The Lord is our helper and our God. Let us look to Him to open the way for the carrying out of our plans. We must have a church at Loma Linda, that those in the sanitarium and school may have a suitable place in which to meet for worship. But this should not be an expensive building. We shall build a neat, modest, but roomy chapel that will show that we believe we are living in the closing days of this earth's history, in a time when many of the cities, because of their sins, will be cast down and their lofty buildings destroyed. In our school at Loma Linda, many can be educated to work as missionaries in the cause of health and temperance. The best teachers are to be employed in this educational work, not men who esteem highly their own capabilities, but men who will walk circumspectly, depending wholly upon the Lord. Small cottages will have to be built at little cost to accommodate the teachers and students, for these are to gain all the advantages possible from the lectures given at the sanitarium. This work should go forward as fast as means for it can be obtained. If the teachers in medical lines will stand in their lot and place, we shall see a good work done. My soul is drawn out in earnest prayer to God, that He will preserve the honest in heart from being led astray by those who are themselves in confusion and darkness. Teachers are to be prepared for many lines of work. Schools are to be established in places where no efforts have been made. Missionaries are needed to go to other states where little work has been done. Truth, Bible truth, is to be presented in many places. Christ is represented as identifying Himself with all the needy upon earth when He says, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew 25, verse 40. All should put forth efforts to enlarge their experience. We are in a most critical situation, but Christ identifies Himself with our necessities. Christians are to learn daily of Christ. Spiritual sinew and muscle are now needed to work out right principles in every city and town and village. Varied talents are to be appreciated and cultivated, and withal, we need true wisdom. We may not see our need of counseling with God, but the true Christian in every place will inquire what is the will of the Lord concerning his individual work. All heaven is interested in the work of preparation to be done in our schools. Let the talent that is among us be combined wisely for the accomplishment of the greatest good. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Then link up the powers that God has given for the doing of the special work He designs to have done. If self is kept humble, the transforming grace of Christ and His wisdom will blend heart to heart. Let us make our gifts and offerings with a single heart. Let us draw upon our talents, remembering that for this purpose they were given. To every man God has given his work, and he would have this work done intelligently. The Lord will make it possible for each to do a work that can be accepted by him. The Lord expects all, by acts of self-denial, to help in the upbuilding of his work. In the house of worship to be erected, and the additional schoolrooms that will be needed, let all be willing to do their best, willing to deny themselves the unnecessary expenditure for display, that they may have means to give to the cause of God. The work in promulgating the principles of health reform, which the Lord has outlined to us, must be accomplished. When we study the self-denial of Christ and make His life our example, truth and righteousness will prevail among us. We will esteem as of highest value the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price.